Casiche Mound, also known as Pilal. Casiche Mound is not just a hill that is today situated near Balbier village. There are talks told in a whispered manner that the mound is a hideout of great riches and the asylum of the guests from north who had once come here by chance. The old people say that Casiche Mound was built by Swedes who lived here. Before retreating, Swedes had hidden lots of money and great riches inside the mound. Later, Swedes discovered records about the great riches hidden inside the Casiche Mound and came to find them. There was a flood at the time and washed a bridge away. Swedes could not reach Casiche Mound, and the spellbound riches remained inside the mound. Others say that ghosts and wraiths could be seen in Casiche Mound in the past. The passers-by had seen many times armed warriors riding away on their horses during the night. They used to descend loudly down the hill from the top of the mound and disappear in the foothill, or other phenomena could be seen. Consequently, the passers-by were afraid to walk by the mound during the night. The castle hill, which is also called Pilala by the locals, is situated on the confluence of the streamlets Kartanala and Mazoi Kartanala, Braukliskis. Unlike today, this place, which is currently dominated by nature, was full of life in the 13th century. This mound, like its other brothers that are situated in our country, was adapted for defence. Dusina Castle stood on Pilala Mound. The castle was watchfully guarded by its guards, who walked around the mound by taking heavy steps, and with swords that were used here from time to time. Today, only the fragments of pots or charred foundations of wooden houses that are hidden under a layer of turf are reminiscent of those great times. There was also a sparse settlement in the surroundings of the castle hill. Its people probably had to take care more often for the matters of the fortress rather than their own ones. The layers of a charred log that surrounded Pilala Mound witness that Casiche Castle that stood here was burned down at least 3 times and was later rebuilt. And manpower of the residents of the settlement was exercised to build the castle.